Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-806-3752. That's 800-806-3752.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-806-3752. That's 800-806-3752.
Hey, be sure to tap our app into tomorrow. Just search those two words and you'll be able to get our brand new updated free, did I mention no cost, Into Tomorrow app. We'd love it if you'd consider giving us 5 stars, maybe even a nice little rating. If you have an iPhone or an Android device, please snag our app. We won't even be upset if we're not on your main page on your device, but somewhere where you can at least tap it.
And not only can you hear our 24/7 audio stream with just a push of a single button,
yep,
you can also push another button to send us an audio question.
That's right. Yeah, you have to hold down that button.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got to hold down that button, and then you can ask us a question, make a comment, help another listener, whatever the case. And it sounds so good like you're right here in the studio with us.
So I guess you could say our app is the one with the button.
You probably could.
Long-time listener to the show will get that.
Would understand.
Yes.
Can.
Yeah.
Yeah, can. Ken Higgins. So the company that failed miserably with their Windows phones, remember that? Microsoft? Well, they said they're creating a dual-screen Android phone. It'll be out in about a year. That'll be called the Surface Duo. They'll also have a dual-screen foldable tablet called the Neo. Microsoft just can't stay out of the smartphone biz, apparently. So the Surface Duo is kind of like a foldable phone, but not really. It's two screens, but it folds. And I'm wondering who's going to wait a year to see what they do and save your money to get that phone.
Not me.
The only advantage is that it's going to be Android, so you'll have lots of apps available. And Android, which, by the way, surprisingly to a lot of you iPhoneys, is 87% of the smartphone market.
Which means we just have to work on converting more people to the bright side.
No, no. It just means far fewer iPhoneys. But our app is good for both.
But our collective IQ is higher.
And that's not even true. That's a dumb statement to me. But just in fact, though, 87% are Androids. See, you might think that, oh, everybody's got an iPhone. Well, that's not true at all.
Well, it's like I've always told people, it's the comparison between Apple and IBM years ago. When Apple decided that their computers are going to be only their Apple computers, nobody else can make them, but IBM took their computers and said, we're going to open this up so that other manufacturers can use it. It's the same with the OS. Apple kept their OS to themselves.
Yeah,
well, Google said, we will let others use this OS.
See, sharing is caring, and they don't care.
Right.
They don't play nice in the sandbox or out of the sandbox. It's no, it's ours, and we're going to keep it to ourselves. That's it. Well, okay, fine. That's why you only have 13% of the market.
Well, that's all they need.
Yeah.
Because you pay enough for that 13% to make up for the remaining 87%.
Oh, okay, that's your justification.
Yeah. This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by StreamGuys.com, providing the 24/7 stream of Into Tomorrow at our website at intotomorrow.com.
Gloria in Mount Clemens, Michigan, listens on AM 800 CKLW. Welcome Into Tomorrow, Gloria.
Boy, this is a beginning. I am now widowed, and I have the use of my money. And I have no electronics in the home at all. I have an AM/FM radio. Not taking me up to the sky is the limit, but what would you recommend for an 80-year-old lady to do as beginning electronics And where do I get it?
Well, Gloria, good for you. I'm glad that you're coming into tomorrow with us. But the answer to your question is really whatever device lets you do something you enjoy. A streaming stick, for example, of some kind might be a good first device. It'll let you stream movies and TV shows on demand right onto your TV whenever you want. If you like reading, e-readers like Amazon's Kindle, that's still around? Yeah. They'll let you access thousands of books in a single small device and will let you set the font to a larger size if that's more convenient for you. A Chromebook might be something else to look into. That'll give you an easy way to access just about any website, requires next to no maintenance, and most can be connected to a TV as well.
Yeah, smartphones can do pretty much everything, but they may be overkill as a starter device, and they're less focused on a single thing you enjoy and are more multi-use devices instead. Still, if you want to give them a try, you can do just about everything you'd need, and they're intuitive enough to be able to learn to use relatively easy given their very limited options on screen at any given time. Now, whatever you get, you should get a super huge brick of a cell phone and go on and on about this amazing new modern technology just to prank your family and friends.
I love that idea. Let us know. Oh, and if you've got a question like Gloria or anything else, call us at this number.
800-899-INTO. That's 800-899-4686.
So now we're talking with a staff member from Deep Blue Technology. What can you tell me about the company?
This company, we are a fast-growing company, and we are dedicated to develop AI in China, and we are very proud to issue this AI bus in China, and we have many customers using this bus, so we feel very proud about our bus.
Yes, we are sitting on a bus that's called a Panda bus here, and of course you can see pictures at intotomorrow.com. I took lots of pictures. It's an autonomous bus, drives itself, but because of Chinese regulations, there is a driver or a pilot, you say, on board for safety?
Yeah. Yes, because you know, and the things are very different from roads to roads, and you have to keep the safety for the people in this bus. So according to the law, Chinese government asks all the autopilot companies to put a pilot on the vehicles.
So do you think that will change in a few years when more autonomous vehicles are on the road, that they won't need a driver all the time in the future?
We do have a lot of things to do to make this happen. But I think it depends on the infrastructures of our country, of the world. So it's very hard to say. But I do believe that in the coming decades or two decades, every problem will be solved.
Sometime into tomorrow.
Yeah, as yes, we sometime into tomorrow.
Yes. Now, I notice on this bus, there's also like a convenience store. There's a refrigerator to sell cold drinks and so forth. So anyone riding the bus has even more conveniences on this particular vehicle.
Yes, I think we can sell many products in this refrigerator here. And I think it's very convenient for people, especially in some rush hours like the morning peak or the evening peak. People are very busy and they have to get ready to work, and they don't have time to buy many things. So they can buy the things in our refrigerator. And the things always change. Sometimes in the morning you can have a sandwich, and in the afternoon you can have an afternoon tea, and in the evening you can have some meats, beef, or vegetables, so that you don't have to go to the street markets, and you can buy it in our bus.
Very good. But more importantly than the convenience of food and beverage is that it's a 5G bus. How is that?
Since we have many AI devices and AI machines and AI systems in this bus, so the convenience of 5G can make us or enable us to do more calculations and the transmission. We have more space to do transmission, and I think it's convenient for companies like us, because you know, time is money, and it 5G makes time shorter and shorter, and make response quicker and quicker.
And Deep Blue is all about AI, artificial intelligence. Yeah?
Yes, of course. We are a domestic AI company in China, and we are fast growing. Yes.
Perfect. Well, thank you very much for the tour and for chatting with us here at CE China in Guangzhou.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure. We're back with more Into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline, bringing you further Into Tomorrow on the Advanced Media Network.